The ones that I was working most on were with the atmospheric team, and there were multiple different temperature, humidity, wind and flux of carbon dioxide and water vapor attached to a sled with runners so you could push it into position.
Gevenis's adventure began in September. She flew to Norway to join the crew of the Fedorov on the Mosaic expedition, organized by the Alfred Wegener Institute in Bremerhaven, Germany. The goal was to find multi-year sea ice frozen for 3 years or longer to situate the polar stern, but they were unable to meet that goal. They ended up embedding the polar stern in a pileup they call the Ice Fortress,
where they think multiple floes rafted together. And so there's this mini mountain ridge that's really thick ice. And then around it is about 1 meter ice. And so that's what they ended up attaching the polar stern to and hoping that it would freeze around it. And that's where they set up the main ice camp.
Their inability to find the kind of multi-year sea ice they were seeking is significant. Multi-year ice gets more scarce by the year. Because it was composed of different ages of ice frozen together, currents and wind affected different parts of the flow differently.
Already they've had multiple occasions when the flow has broken apart, and then it's refrozen with equipment in different places, and the remotely operated vehicle station broke off and sort of started to float away, and they had to do a rescue mission so that their ROV did not become too remote.
Gevenis's cohort of educators is administrated through the University of Colorado, where data and materials are collected, interpreted, and developed for use in the classroom. She spent a lot of her time seeking input from other scientists to contribute to those educational materials.
Living together with all of these scientists and graduate students and logistics support people for 6 weeks, asked them, what is the one thing you would want a 10-year-old to know about the work that you do? Then building from that, thinking about activities, experiments that learners could do to kind of get at what is important about researching clouds or understanding plankton in the Arctic.
She's now developing new games and activities for students at the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies to help them understand climate change, and says there were a few lessons she had to learn on the ice. Right now, with the exception of nights when there is a full moon, there is no light on the central Arctic Ocean.
The researchers who are working with the phytoplankton especially, but also some of the other kind of living organisms, have to be thinking about the way that their headlamps might impact those organisms. And so there's a section on the main ice flow that is red light only.
Gevenis says that even with all the lessons she had to learn and all the new information she now has, she did feel a sense of familiarity on the ice, with one important caveat.
The ice is always moving, and you don't necessarily know it's moving unless, for example, you're setting up equipment on the ice that has a GPS on it. And then you look and you realize you've been out on the ice for 2 or 3 hours, and the equipment that you've been standing next to and working on for all this time has moved hundreds of yards, maybe even half a mile, thousands of meters of ocean beneath you as well.
Given the projections for disappearing multi-year sea ice, Gevenis says she is not taking the opportunity to work in the Arctic for granted. She says this may have been her last chance to see and study Arctic ice.
It's not far into the future when something like that won't be possible at all. So it was an incredible privilege to be there, and I'm really working hard to figure out how I can take that opportunity and make it something meaningful for other people as well.
That is Katie Gevenis, Education Coordinator at the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, on her recent trip to the Central Arctic Ocean with the Mosaic Expedition. You can hear Katie's entire interview, complete with polar bear stories, at kbbi.org.